Sir?
Yeah. I'd just take my 2 minutes to explain my vote. You know, I have real reservations about voting yes on this bill because I think, as has been stated, it takes a real, real arm of state government and sort of dictates to local governments how they have to do their zoning. But I was very satisfied with the compromise that was made. I think it makes the bill a whole lot better. So I'm going to be voting for the bill with the understanding that if it goes any farther, I don't know what's going to come out of conference, but if it goes any further than what we've gone here, I'd be very, very hesitant to vote for any bill that goes any farther than this.
Thank you, sir. Chair recognizes the senator from Ocean City.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to take a moment. As this bill was first written and as it proceeded, I was prepared to vote red. When the chairman of the Finance Committee was able to work out and craft these amendments, I doubled back and called the three counties which I've been given the good fortune to represent. They have come on board, and certainly I feel like he and we have done our job, and that's to bring people together. Thank you. So that's why I have a green vote on the board.
Thank you. Chair recognizes the senator from Harford County, followed by the senator from Montgomery County.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. As I indicated earlier, I'm a red vote on this. The bill clearly is a down zoning. You know, Maryland farmers were the first in this state to do nutrient management and help clean up the bay with voluntary programs that set us first in the nation. Now Maryland farmers are the first to get a state forced down zone on their properties where they lose 30 to 40% of the value in their farms. Number one in two things, and I think it's a pretty sad day when we do this, and at the same time, out of the other side of our mouth, we say we need to save agricultural land. We want to save the land, but we don't want to save the farmer.
Chair recognizes the senator from the 19th Legislative District, followed by the senator from Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I voted against the amendments and struggled to find the right balance between reasonable burdens on Marylanders, local control, and protecting our greatest natural resource, the majestic Chesapeake. And I'm confident that at this point this bill will protect the bay and help to preserve our environment for our kids. That's why I'm voting green.
Chair recognizes the senator from Fred.
Thank you, Mr. President. The way this outcome is coming about, the way I look at it, the state just shut down all its agricultural preservation programs. There's no need to have an ag preservation program. All predominantly ag properties have been swept into this Tier 4 with the highest restrictions, and nothing can be done with those properties now. So, you know, you might say what you want to do to help the family farm, but by this vote, and by these restrictions, there's no need for an ag preservation program. You can't do anything with the land except keep it in farming. Congratulations. You saved yourself a couple million dollars.
Chair recognizes the senator from Howard County.
Thank you very much, Mr. President Pro Tem. I rise to let folks know the reason I voted red. I share the concerns of the chairman of finance, he and I both being former local officials. We just are on different sides this time because I'm real concerned about what this does for local government. But also I'm real concerned about Howard County itself. In Howard County, we have zoning of 1 to 3 acres, maybe 1 to 4 and a quarter. A lot different than most other counties who have these wide open 1 to 50, 1 to 25. We have 1 to 4 and a quarter, 1 to 3, because that's what the people of Howard County wanted. I'm sure the former county executive and the chairman of budget and tax remember the days when our farmers came down to Ellicott City riding their tractors trying to fight some down zoning. And the people of Howard County said, no, we're not going to take that value away from those farmers. This bill takes that away, and it goes against what the people of Howard County wanted, so I voted red.
Thank you, Senator. The chair recognizes the senator from Frederick, followed by the senator from the Upper Shore.
I think there's about a half a dozen people in here that are my age and probably remember when we had real thriving cities and green space around them. I remember going to Baltimore, which we did regularly when I was a kid, what a thriving city it was. I remember my town, that I could walk to all the borders and find green space. And I hear this talk about war on rural Maryland. Well, there's been a war on the cities in this state for years. That's where the real war has been. What has the state done to facilitate that war? The state started giving gas tax back to, you know, when I hear people talk about local governments, they're usually talking about counties. They forget that cities are local governments also. But they funded roads. They built roads to make it easy to get out of the city. Our county was never involved in parks, nor was hardly any county involved in parks years ago, but we created open space programs at DNR, and we started funding parks. So our county got into parks big time. Counties used to do do education and some roads, and that was pretty much it. State put the counties into full municipal-type businesses. We build schools. We let the counties go out and build the schools outside the cities. So we built the schools outside the cities. We put the roads outside the cities. We put the parks outside the cities. We let the counties take over the sewer programs. In some cases, shut down cities and started building development on the edge of our cities. In almost every way, the state funded leaving the cities. Yet, they kept allowing us to pay double taxes. Not only did we have to see everything funded to go out, if you live in Frederick, you pay Frederick City taxes, you pay Frederick County taxes. So we even helped fund the county to take more people out of the city. If you look at what's happened in the since the 50s in this city, we've pushed growth out and hurt cities. So there hadn't been a war on rural Maryland. There's been a war on cities. And my grandfather had a farm. My uncle had a farm. We had a dirt road down between them. It was Cabbage Run Road. It was known locally as Cabbage Run University. It had parking spaces. That's where people got their education. But what we do, we paved that road and started building houses along it. We have done everything over the last 40, 50 years to move out.
Senator, your time has expired.
Okay, I'll stop except to say all we've done, on the other hand, are policies to help make growth more reasonable, and this is one more policy to do that, and we need to do it, and it isn't putting farmers out of business. I hear them say we want to keep them in business by allowing them to develop. No, we want to keep them farming. I helped put in the bill, that the administration bill this year, for the estate tax.
Thank you, sir.
We've done a lot to help farmers. This is a good bill. We ought to vote green on it.
Thank you. Chair recognizes the distinguished minority leader for the last word.
I want to thank the body for their forbearance today. And it's a significant issue back home and all throughout rural Maryland. You know, watershed implementation plans put the state on a diet. It requires us to balance any new nutrient load going into the bay. Governor passed by executive order Plan Maryland. This bill is not needed to clean up the bay. This bill is about control, not cleaning up the bay. The 1.7 million people that live in the rural parts of the state leave here today with this vote feeling that the war against rural Maryland continues, and the significance of this bill in its current posture, continues to hurt the rural areas within the state, make it more costly, take away their property rights, and I believe in the long run we'll view this as a major error in the way we treat our citizens within the state. Thank you, Mr.
Clerk will take the call. There being 32 votes in the affirmative, Senate Bill 236 has been passed by the Maryland State Senate.
Mr. President.